This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews. We've got a packed lineup of guests for you today, and we'll also be joined later on in the show for a catch-up with the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin. I want to say a huge thank you to this week's show sponsor. It's a pleasure to partner with the Tenterton and District Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber encourages membership of businesses in the area covered by Tenterton and its surroundings, including the villages of Appledore, Benenden, Betherston, Biddenden, Ebony, Newenden, Rovenden, Sandhurst, Smarden, Sissinghurst, Stone, Wittersham and Woodchurch. The Tenterton District Chamber exists to promote the sustainable economic development of this area and provide a collective voice for the area's businesses. You can find out more by going to www.tentertonchamber.org. So a huge thank you to the folks at the Tenterton Chamber for supporting the show this week. But we'd like to hear from you, all the businesses out there, and you can get in touch with us. Well, the easiest way to do it is to tweet me, isn't it? Of course, if you tweet me at VanillaWeb and use the hashtag BBunker, then we'll try to give you a shout out and mention you. We've had quite a few tweets already, and I'll start reading them shortly, and we've got some emails and news to impart to you. So let's kick off with a tweet. Jan Cavell, you might remember Jan was on the show a few weeks ago, fantastic businesswoman and author, and she said, please, Business Bunker, could I have a shout out? Would love a shout out for me and my book. And her book, of course, is called Scale for Success. You can follow Jan on the Twitter, Jan Cavell, J-A-N-C-A-V-E-L-L-E. So thank you for that, Jan, and consider yourself shouted out. The lovely Kim Stevens of Care in Kent, she said, I'd love a shout out on the Business Bunker for the Care in Kent at home care workers in Ashford and Folkestone. Thank you to the home care teams who work tirelessly for the needs of our clients to ensure that they feel comfortable, safe and secure. If you see us out and about, give us a wave. Absolutely, and what a fantastic job that team does looking after people in our community. So our huge thanks go out to them and everybody working in key worker jobs for the support, help that you've given us during the last year or so of this utter unbelievable year that we've suffered. Green Business and Construction Hub, do you offer accredited green or sustainable environmental products and services and want to reach more customers? Check out our new Green Business Hub platform. You can follow them on the Twitter, Green Biz, B-I-Z, Green Biz Hub, all one word, Green Biz Hub. Give them a follow on the Twitter if you're interested in anything sustainable, eco, or sustainable development goals. Do you check that out? Chips and Dinks, the lovely Bev and Tony, have a great show on the Business Bunker. Thank you for your continued support of businesses and business owners. Forever grateful to you and Jules. No, look, it's a community thing, isn't it? We're all in this together. It's a collaboration. We couldn't do this without you. So thank you to Bev, Tony, Chips and Dinks, and all the other regular listeners and supporters of the Business Bunker show. It's all about supporting each other in our business community, and that's what we do. Great. So I've got more tweets coming in. Denise Wilton, she's in a very happy mood today. I think the sunshine's kind of perked her up a little bit, and she says, have a fantastic day, Paul, and a great show. Have you chosen some cheesy tunage? Yeah, I have, actually. And it is well cheesy, believe me. Okay, some things to tell you about. Do you want to use PA in your pocket but are not quite sure where to start? Join our 30-minute webinar where we give you a tour of the app and its features. This is the Sonia and the lovely folks at Grapevine. Grapevine is an app, and it's grapevyn.app. That's the website, and it's a PA in your pocket. There's a webinar, a free 30-minute webinar explaining what it all is and how it works, taking place on Thursday the 25th of March at 10 a.m. It's only half an hour, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Find out all about it. Go to their website, Grapevine, grapevine.app, grapevyn.app is the website. Check it out. There's lots of webinars happening at the moment, which is good. So here's another one. How is your business? Is it struggling to keep afloat through uncertainties in lockdown? Just surviving by the skin of your teeth? Flatlining revenue and or declining profits? Not making any money anytime soon? Making good headway and doing fine, but would like to grow more? Well, just like you, the last year has been tough, but we've learned some exciting things along the way, and I want to invite you to a webinar on Thursday, March the 18th at 1 p.m. to share with you the key strategies and tactics that have enabled ourselves and our clients to survive, thrive and grow in these unprecedented times. This is Dr. Wayne Wright, and Wayne is WSQ Solutions. That's W squared is what it stands for, but it's WSQ Solutions. The easiest thing to find out more about this event is to go to their website, which is www.wsqsolutions.com. Check it out. I think that's going to be an exciting and very useful webinar. There's a Kent Creative Meetup, and these are quite frequent now. I think they're maybe weekly even, and it's a free meetup for artists and creatives in Kent to chat, collaborate, learn, share ideas and get support. And the next one's happening this Friday the 12th of March, and it's at 10 a.m. to 11:15, and the keynote speaker is Anna Lambert, who's the editor of the Kent Life magazine. You can find out all about the event and sign up for it. I believe it's a free event. It's kentcreative.org/event/kentcreativeonline. That's kentcreative.org/event/kentcreativeonline. Check that out. Friday, 12th of March, 10 a.m. for an online creative meetup. Right. I'm getting all my paperwork all over the place. Let's have a look and see what we've got coming in on the Twitter. Oh, the lovely folks at Telcare, it's Tuesday, and that means it's a Business Bunker Radio Day. 1 p.m. Have a fun show, guys. Thank you. That's Telcare, the telecom systems provider, over there on the Medway City Estate in Rochester. Fantastic folks. Lisa, Dave and the team. Give them a follow on Twitter, Telcare Limited. Telcare LTD is their Twitter handle. Tracy Ferguson, Tassie64. Have a great Business Bunker show. We'll be listening. Thank you very much, Tracy. As always, I'm going to tell you about this as well. Tomorrow, Wednesday, is Karen Stanley's new radio show here on Channel Radio, Right Mind. Follow the hashtag Right Mind. She says, have you sent in your good news story yet? RightMindShow@Outlook.com. See you tomorrow. This week's guest is the lovely Kathy Windsor from Wellness Markets. And you can listen live at 11 o'clock on Wednesday to the Right Mind show. And follow the hashtag Right Mind. What else have we got? Tracy says, I'm listening live. Have a great show. So thank you, Tracy. That's lovely. Oh, my Twitter just popped out. I don't know where that went. Darren of Intune PR enjoyed Vanilla Web's struggle with deciding what to call the last year, starting with the word utter in the end. Utterly no swearing on air. Well, that was the problem I had, Darren. I couldn't think of anything that wasn't a swear word. In the end, utterly no swearing on air, but I think it was a close thing. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's an utterly, utterly unbelievable year in every single way. And Tracy says, yeah, I think we're all searching for the appropriate words to describe it. I think he did it justice. The pause just said it all for me. Yeah, it's I don't know what to say, really. It's been unprecedented. In my vast age, in my 66 years on this planet, I've never experienced anything like we've experienced over the last year. It's been horrendous from every angle, you know, from the health angle right the way through to the economic destruction and all the other issues that have arisen out of what's been going on over the last year. Okay, keep your tweets coming. We'd love to hear from you. I've got lots of more news and information to tell you about. I've got a release here from Maidstone Council. The borough's newest state-of-the-art building, Maidstone Innovation Centre, celebrated a timely milestone today as it marked British Science Week by topping out. Located at the heart of the Kent Medical Campus, the centre, backed by Maidstone Borough Council, has now reached its highest point, meaning it's still on track to open in summer 2021, despite the many challenges of the past year. Although due to COVID-19 restrictions, may some council staff were unable to be there in person to celebrate, partners Ryden Construction were on site to install the final skylights on the roof of the building. The landmark stage of the build comes during British Science Week, a celebration of science, technology, engineering and maths, with the completed project expected to provide 270 jobs. It's an exciting development for the STEM industry. Maidstone Council leader Martin Cox said British Science Week is all about celebrating STEM, and what better boost to these in industries than providing fantastic facilities like this. The milestone brings us one step closer to opening the doors of this state-of-the-art building and welcoming even more innovative businesses to the borough. The Maidstone Innovation Centre really will be the place to be for health-focused companies. It's been designed as a mixed-use, flexible working space for life science, medtech and healthcare SMEs. The Innovation Centre has already signed up its first tenant, Creation.co, part-funded by the European Regional Development Fund and the South East Local Enterprise Partnership. It forms part of the North Kent Enterprise Zone. Mark Michener, who's the Managing Director of Ryden Construction, said this has been an exciting opportunity for us to work alongside Maidstone Borough Council and campus partners to deliver this high-quality scheme, which will be of tremendous benefit to the local economy. Maidstone Council is reinvesting over $5.2 million in recovered business rates from the Enterprise Zone into the building. You can find out more about the Maidstone Innovation Centre or inquire about office space. And you can visit the Maidstone Council website. They haven't actually given me the website link, so I'll find a website link and I'll put it on the Business Bunker website if you want to find out more about that. But you can Google it. It's the Maidstone Innovation Centre or the Kent Medical Campus or KIMS. If you Google any of those, you will find out all about that new centre based on the outskirts of Maidstone. Okay, I think it's probably time for some cheesy tunage. What do you reckon? Let's have some tunes.
Just
Lord, yeah. Pink Sunshine, Fuzzbox. I'll explain why that's cheesy in a moment. I've had a tweet from Neville Gaunt. I mentioned I was 66. He said, is that 66 or 666? What are you trying to say, Neville? I'm a bit of a devil. There you go. Well, thank you for that. That was, as I say, Pink Sunshine, Fuzzbox. And that leads me nicely into our first guest. It's an absolute pleasure to catch up a couple of days ago with the lovely Vicky Richmond of Pink Spaghetti PA Services, Thanet and Canterbury. Do you see what I did there? Let's hear what Vicky had to say. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker show, Vicky Richmond. Vicky is the owner of Pink Spaghetti PA Services, Thanet and Canterbury. Good afternoon, Vicky. Welcome to the Bunker Show.
Hello, Paul. Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
It's an absolute pleasure. It's lovely to see you. Why don't we kick off by telling the listener a little bit about Vicky. Give us a bit of background to Vicky.
Okay. Well, I live in Margate and my business is based in the East Kent area. I've been in Kent for about 5 years, and before that I lived in London and I come originally from Bournemouth, from Dorset. I'm a coastal girl. I've got over 25 years experience in admin and PA work. Right. Variety of backgrounds, variety of jobs, all sorts of different industries. I am quite an organized person. I like to organize other people.
Are you bossy?
I am quite bossy.
Are you?
I'm sure my other half would call me bossy as well. I quite like organizing his life as well. It's just I kind of like to have that sort of element of knowing what I'm doing and when, and
but all joking aside, that is the skill set of a PA executive assistant, isn't it? Is organisation, structure, administration, and all those kind of things. Yeah, yes. I love it. So let's just explore some of those things. You're a Bournemouth girl. Now that could be Dorset or Hampshire or any other county they put Bournemouth in over the last few years. It's an area I know very well. My parents had a home in the New Forest for a long time.
Oh, nice.
And you moved to London. Whereabouts in London did you live?
I lived in New Malden, which is, it seems miles out of the centre of London, but it's actually about 9 miles away from Victoria Station.
So
I worked in Belgravia, which was amazing.
Wow.
Really enjoyed that.
Yeah. So New Malden was that southwest London, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And you worked in Belgravia. Wow.
I did.
Oh, yeah. Very smart. Yeah.
I used to get off the train every day and look up at all the massive houses and think one day.
And did you work for a corporate when you were there? A big corporate? Yeah.
Sort of, yeah.
Okay. We'll breeze past that.
Best to just gloss over that one.
So you moved to Kent, to Margate, did you say?
I originally lived in Ramsgate, and we moved to Margate a couple of years ago, our first house together. So, I love it. I'm literally 5 minutes from the beach. It's the best place I could be.
There's some lovely beaches in that area as well, isn't there? Absolutely lovely. It doesn't always get the focus that it deserves, I guess, because... I don't know why, but it just doesn't. And people talk more about Bournemouth for holidays than Ramsgate sometimes. Anyway, so what made you decide to go into business for yourself?
Well, after, as I say, around 25 years career experience working for other people, ranging from, secretary up to manager, business support manager, I kind of thought, I've got enough breadth of skills now in all sorts of different areas to be able to work for myself. And I reached that age where I just thought, I've just had enough of working for other people, and I wanted to, I've never been self-employed before, so I wanted to give it a go and see how it would work out.
Okay. Well, we'll explore that a bit in a minute. But first of all, I just want to go over some of the things that you offer as a PA service. So why don't you tell us the kind of things that you do for your clients?
Okay. Well, we like to think of ourselves as a 25th hour in the day for busy business people. And we offer sort of a bit of a mix, really, of traditional what you would consider PA tasks. So things like taking minutes of meetings, transcription services, audio transcription, diary management, that sort of thing. You know, the stuff that people traditionally think of a PA's role. But we also offer more modern things. So things like social media, content writing, social media management, posting, scheduling, that sort of thing. Blog posts, press releases. I quite enjoy anything with words, so any sort of side of that stuff I can help people with. But really, anything that you could possibly think of relating to an office or a small business, we can do. We've just introduced some new services. So because of the fact that I'm in a franchise, I know we'll talk about that
in a moment, yeah.
We have that option of, if I don't know how to do something, then odds are someone else in the network will know how to do it. So, you know, we've got that backup.
Okay, that's cool. And I suppose under other circumstances, not so much at the moment, you would have done things like booking travel and hotels and all that kind of stuff, which sadly we don't get to do right at the moment.
Unfortunately not, but yeah, all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it's interesting that you've added all the content and social media stuff to what you do, because it's my experience, you don't have to comment on this if you don't want to, it's my experience that a huge number of micro and small businesses are really, really, really bad at social media and content management and stuff like that. And they know they want to do it, they just, one, don't have the time, don't have the knowledge, and to be quite frank, a lot of people are scared of it. You know, especially in this day and age, where if you go onto something like Twitter, before you know it, you can be under a pile of nonsense just over something you said.
Absolutely. I think a lot of it comes down to time, though. People just that's one of the first things to go, isn't it? Always the marketing and the promotion.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you're right. It is time, because social media is very, to do it properly, to build relationships, is very time consuming. And of course, a lot of people just throw a few things at it, you know. Put a couple of things on Hootsuite and walk away, and then go, oh, that didn't do very much. So no, I get all of that. So they're the kind of services you offer. And may I ask, on what basis do you offer them? And let me clarify what I mean by that. Is it something that I have to sign a long-term contract to? You know, so is it like a year's contract, or could I engage you to do a job for me? So if I said to you, look, I want you to come along to a meeting on Zoom and take a transcription of the minutes and put them in a thing and email them to the following 10 people, can I buy your service on that basis?
Absolutely. Yeah. Pink Spaghetti is very much a pick up and put down service. So, you know, you can use us for a minimum of 1 hour, or you can, you know, do several hours a week, as some people do. We have recently started offering a retained services, so, you know, I do have a couple of customers who I do a certain amount of hours for each week, and they just pay an agreed amount each month. But we very much pride ourselves on the fact that, you know, there are no massive complicated contracts. You can just use us for whatever you like, for however long you want to.
And I guess for a small business that's kind of looking after the pennies as well, being able to give it a try before they commit to anything is also useful as well.
And that's very much what most business people will do. They'll start us off with a smaller task just to see how we get on. You know, because it has to be a two-way thing. We have to feel comfortable with them, they have to feel comfortable with us. They've got to build that confidence in us, because it is a big thing handing over your, you know, any of your work when you're a small business owner.
Sorry to interrupt. It's one that I mentioned to you the other day when we were chatting around something, that I'm so badly organised, it's unbelievable. My diary's all over the place, so I'm forever missing things. I've just had two conversations with a client who sent me three emails. Do you think I can find them? No, I can't. Although, in all fairness to me, I don't think they actually sent emails. I think they actually sent a message on LinkedIn or something. And that's one of the problems these days, isn't it? There are so many ways to contact other people, and we don't always think about it. And I'm having a little moan now, but I go right. I got a message the other day from someone,
And I look in my emails and I can't find it. And I look on Twitter personal messages and I can't find it. You know, it's always in the last place you look, obviously. And there it is, sat in LinkedIn messages or something. So, you know, even something as simple as communication now, is it can be quite complex. But one of the things that always kind of put me off hiring someone, not just a VA, but even hiring someone permanently. You know, I have a lot of staff that work for me permanently, but I've never had a secretary or a PA. And one of the reasons for that, and I just want your views on this, is I'm the kind of person that's very scatological, and it takes me longer to tell somebody what I want to do than it does to do it myself, if you see what I mean. Do you come across people like me very often?
All the time, Paul. And I think you invented a new word there as well, scatological. I've not heard that before. I mean, very much that's why people like us exist, to help people like you. Because, you know, at the end of the day, I generally tend to work with a lot of creative people and my brain works differently to those people. And, you know, I very much enjoy organising things, having a list, working through it, having things in their proper places. And someone like you, that's probably your worst nightmare. So that's how I can compliment people. You know, I can do the behind the scenes stuff for them and remind them to do things, know where everything is, which leaves people just to go off and do what they need to do to run their business and be creative.
I'm hilarious. I make myself laugh. When I start something, like, so I got a new email package a few months back. And it does things like, as I asked you to color code different things. So I thought, do you know what? That's what I need to do. So I spent a weekend, I spent a Sunday color coding everything. And then by Tuesday, I couldn't remember what color was what. And I ended up getting it all in the wrong place and it just became a mess. So I abandoned it. And that's just because, you know, I'm just not organized and there's no way around that. Anyway, enough about my failings. So they're the kind of services you offer. That's the kind of thing you do. And as you say, it's basically about going about things in a systematic way and an organised way. And if you're that way inclined, it's enjoyable to do. And for those of us that aren't that way inclined, it's enjoyable for us to have someone to do it for us. I get all of that. Okay. I want to come back, Vicky, if I may, 5 years ago when you moved down to Kent. Is at that point, was that the point that you decided to start your own business, or did you commute for a while? Or
It was literally around 2019, mid-2019. And I don't know, I've been thinking for a little while about it, and it was a chance conversation with my other half, who happened to be, I don't know how he found it, he came across the Pink Spaghetti website and hadn't been feeling quite myself at work. And I just thought, you know, so, you know, as you do, something has to change. You're not quite happy, but you're not really quite at that point where you don't really know how to change it.
Yeah.
And he found the Pink Spaghetti website. So I dropped them an email and it just went from there, really. You know, you get in contact with them, they're so friendly, they're so lovely, really nice bunch of people, and travelled up to Cheshire for an interview and just went from there. You know, didn't even really, I have a tendency to overanalyze, didn't even overanalyze it. It just felt right. So I knew that the time was right and that the franchise was right.
I get that. You know, sometimes when people are looking to start a business, they look at starting their own business and then they look at franchises, and there are quite a lot of people that don't even know what they want to do, so they'll look at franchises especially to give them some idea of something to do. And you can get franchises for anything, window cleaning, you know, fast food, anything. So a lot of people go, I want to start a business, don't know what, I'll check the franchise sites and see what franchises I can afford. Whereas it seems to me that you came at this in a slightly different way. You knew what your skill set were, you knew what you wanted to do, and bosh, there you found a franchise that could help you do it.
Admin is the only thing I've ever done. It's the only thing I'm good at, and I love it, so why not?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, that's one of the best bases to be in business. And I do have this conversation with a lot of people, because when I had money, which was a long time ago, I used to invest in startup businesses. And so over the years, I've seen lots of business plans and lots of people starting businesses. And you get you get kind of one of three different types of people going into business. You get real entrepreneurs. By that I mean people that look for something. Yeah, so they'll go out and they'll look for an opportunity in the market and go, I can exploit that, or I can pull something together to make that happen, or I can fund that, or I can do something. So they're people that are kind of risk takers, but not in a silly way, but look to build a business. And then you get people like I just explained and go, I want to work for myself, but I don't know what I want to do. I'll just find something to do. And then you get what I think is the backbone of most businesses, which are people with a talent or skill. Yeah. Absolutely. So, you know, if you're a hairdresser and you decide to go in business for yourself, you're likely to open a hairdressing salon, if you see what I mean. Yeah. Unless you fall out of love with what you're doing. But in my experience, most businesses are done by people that have a talent in the business that they're in. Yeah. And the interesting thing for you and someone like you is one of the things I find about so many small businesses that do that, you know, so I'm a plumber, I'm going to start my own plumbing business. I'm an electrician, I'm going to start my own electrical business. I'm a travel booker, so I'm going to start a travel agency. The thing about people like that is, but not people like you, is that they don't have a lot of experience in actually running a business. So they're good at what they do, but there's all the admin and bookkeeping and all that other stuff that they don't know about and probably don't want to know about. Yeah, which is where you come in, really.
Yeah, definitely.
So the interesting thing is you've got a double side to this, because you've started your business on the same basis, but luckily you and your business is about running a business, which is fantastic. So It's fascinating. So you started your business in 2019. That was a good time to start.
Well, actually, I started the journey in 2019. I actually officially launched in February last year, so right before the lockdown. So
right. but one of the interesting things is, and I don't know how you found it, obviously. This is unprecedented. What's happened over the last year has just been unprecedented. Mm. I mean, I'm really old and I've been through some tough times in business. You know, I've been through, you know, the original dot-com crash, the financial crash. You know, I've been through all kinds of crashes and recessions and all kinds of stuff, all of them horrible, but nothing like this. This has just been bonkers. However, what I would say to you, and I want your views on this, for me, if you can start a business when everything's going down the plug hole and keep going, then you really have got a business. And funnily enough, times of adversity are actually a really good time to start a business. Mm. So how have you found it? So you launched effectively 4 weeks before we shut down the economy.
Pretty much, yeah, around about that. Yeah. I think it was the 10th of February that I launched. Right. But, you know, everybody was in the same boat.
Yeah.
And although I've never run a business before, I kind of just did what felt right, really. So, you know, there was a lot of helping people who weren't quite sure in which direction they wanted to go. I mean, I knew which direction I wanted to go.
Yeah, of course,
so,
yeah.
You know, there was I had my own business support group running, just doing sort of expert sessions with various people, putting in people to give advice to business owners. I think all I did was just literally kept my head down and kept going, because if I hadn't had the support of the franchise, I probably wouldn't still be here in business.
Right.
We get a lot of support from them, so that's invaluable as well.
Although, having said that, of course, the work that you do is remarkably suited to working from home, working remotely, and working online. Luckily, so basically, you know, it's not as if you opened a shop or something.
No,
that's cool. And so you're just over a year in, which is lovely. And we love new businesses on the Business Bunker Show, and we love to see people succeed and run their businesses. So, Vicky, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Why don't you give us a shout out for how people can get in touch with you or find out more about what you do?
Okay. Well, I'm really, really happy to connect with people via LinkedIn.
Right.
And people might actually find some articles that I wrote on LinkedIn useful about the why, who, when, and what of using a VA.
Yep.
But you can reach, you can find me, it's just under my name, so it's linkedin.com/in/VickyRichmond.
Fantastic.
VickkieRichmond.
Right. And of course, you're also very active on Twitter, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
At @pinkspag_Vicky.
That's that correct.
Right? Yeah. Vicky spelled VickkieRichmond. Vicky, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. All power to you. Keep on keeping on. We wish you continued and much success in your business, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing, and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with Workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Locke Associates Group. Let us look after all your people needs so you can focus on growing your business. No long-term tie-ins, just responsive, commercially minded support. Find us at lochassociates.co.uk.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
So there you go. Really good to hear from the lovely Vicky Richmond of Pink Spaghetti PA Services, Thanet and Canterbury. I had a tweet from Tracy Ferguson. Tracy said, it's all about relationship building and ensuring both you and the client are the right fit for each other. Lovely to hear the voice of Vicky from Pink Spaghetti and Scatological Vanilla Web. I love it. Yeah. I think that sums me up, really, Scatological. Good. Look, keep your tweets coming. Tweet me at VanillaWeb. Use the hashtag BBunker so I can find you. It'd be lovely to hear from you. Do join in with the conversation. Loads more things to tell you about. Another guest to talk to later on in the show. And, of course, the catch up with Jules is always a jewel, isn't it? Okay, there's a free webinar. You've been invited to take part in a webinar with Kent County Council, Building Futures in Kent and Medway. It's taking place next Tuesday, the 16th of March, 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And it's all about, we're going to hear from the leader of Kent County Council about how they see rebuilding the future of the county. You can book or find out more about it and book your free place by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB. You will find details there. And as I say, you can also book your free place on that event for next Tuesday. Awards celebrate hard work, success, and a great PR for your organisation. If you're a winning business, you can enter free the Maidstone, the Canterbury, or the Ashford Business Awards 2021. Now, these awards in these areas are actually not just the towns involved or cities involved in Canterbury's case. It's the area and the region in which they're in. There's a full list of who qualifies on the website. It's free to enter. There are 12 categories, I think, in each of the awards. And there will be, all things being equal, and hopefully that we're allowed out by then, there will be a joint awards ceremony and dinner in November at the Great Danes Hotel in Hollingbourne. If you want to find out more about the awards or to enter or nominate yourself or indeed somebody else in one or more of the categories, if you go to www.businessawardskent.co.uk, you can find out all about the Canterbury Maidstone and Business Awards for 2021. You can find all the categories and you can find the registration and entry details right there. Okay. The Marsh Network is still thriving and going from strength to strength. And the next meeting of the Marsh Online Network is at 10:30 a.m. on the 17th of March. It's a Zoom meeting. Bookings are going well, so make sure of your place. You can find out all about it by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/marsh. Anyone can attend the meeting and for the first time can come free. So bring a contact with you or mention the meeting to your network. This will help grow the network even faster. If you want to arrange that, just drop an email to the organiser, Terry Botfield, and you can, his email address is terry@botfield.net. terry@botfield.net. Join organisations from across Kent and East Sussex for a relaxed professional networking. Grow your business and your network. And Terry says, see you at the next meeting soon. You can follow Terry on my favourite Twitter handle, which is TDBotty. So do give Terry a follow on TDBotty Twitter handle. Right. Okay. What else have we got here? Employers, apprentices and employers are invited to celebrate at the third Kent and Medway apprenticeship ceremony, which is a virtual graduation again this year. The team behind the county's largest celebration of apprentices is back with a date for 2021. It's been confirmed that Friday, the 8th of October, will once again mark the success of apprentices employed by firms from across Kent and Medway in a unique ceremony. The event will be streamed via a bespoke online ceremony that will be accessible to employers, apprentices, their families and supporters. More than 220 apprentices to date have been personally congratulated by keynote speakers, Minister for Skills and Apprenticeships, Gillian Keegan MP, as well as entrepreneur and director of Be The Business, Anthony Impey, MBE, at both virtual and real-life events over the past 2 years. KMFM Head of Multimedia News, Nicola Everett, was 2020's host in an event that combined pre-filmed footage with a live stream, the half-hour ceremony. FSB South East Policy Chair Deborah Turner says apprenticeships are win-win for everybody. Apprentices get the opportunity to learn on a job, gain nationally recognised qualifications and earn a salary. In turn, small businesses owners benefit from enthusiastic individuals who become valuable members of the team. Despite many small businesses and their staff having had a turbulent time, we're determined to celebrate the employers and apprentices who have pushed through, carried on and developed important skills. Paul Winter, who's the chair of the Kent and Medway Skills Commission and member of the Kent and Medway Apprenticeship Graduation Steering Group, is a former higher apprentice. Paul says, I know how much I would have valued a formal graduation. It was only after attending my son's university graduation that I realised how much my parents would have also taken pride in attending my own ceremony. An additional benefit of this year's virtual apprenticeship graduation is there's no limit on the number of families, friends and neighbours who can attend. Louise Aitken, who's the skills lead at the South East Local Enterprise Partnership, says it's fantastic to hear plans are afoot for a Kent and Medway Apprenticeship Graduation 2021, particularly after the success of last year's virtual event. The 2020 ceremony was the first of its kind at Erno Experience, and it captured the special setting of Rochester Cathedral, along with a celebration and recognition of the significant achievements of the apprentices graduating. It was great to see these recognised by the Skills Minister, Gillian Keegan. A brilliant, innovative and important event. If you want to register your interest in 2021 virtual graduation as a sponsor, apprentice or employer, please go to www.kandmapgrad.org, kandmapgrad.org, to find out all about that. I was lucky enough to host the live event in 2020 at Rochester Cathedral, and there were 600 people involved that day, and it was a fantastic event, really brilliant, and I'm glad that they've been able to continue, albeit in a virtual way, but we really do look forward to getting back to being able to do these kind of events in a live way, because that is a lot of fun, and the 2020 event was brilliant. Okay, tomorrow, manana, Wednesday, the 10th of March, Mid-Kent College have an online open day. And there's going to be question and answer webinars to catch up on what's going on. You can live chat any questions you have. You can get application support. So if you're applying for something and you want to know how to apply for it, they will help you online. And there's also student finance and learning support available. They say we look forward to virtually meeting you. So the open day is taking place tomorrow, as I said. It's going on all day. You can find out about it and register to attend right now if you want by going to www.midkent.ac.uk/news/open days. So if you're thinking about doing a college course and you're based in the Midkent area, there are campuses. The campuses are in Medway and Maidstone, so do check that out. It's happening tomorrow. I've just had a message from the lovely Amanda, who has quite rightly reminded me that it wasn't 2020 that we had the live event. It was 2019. So thank you for that, Amanda. Time does fly when you're not having fun being locked down. So, yes, indeed it was. It was in 2019, the last live event. And then 2020 was a virtual event. And 2021 will be a virtual event. So thank you for that. Okay, what else have we got? Oh, I mentioned this last week, and I want to mention it again because it's a lovely idea, and it really is something that we need to look at. It's from the Kenwood Trust, and they're looking for donations. But what they're looking for is donations of seeds, which they can plant in their therapeutic garden. They're specifically looking for herbs, lavender and vegetables, but they say they want vegetables that aren't beans. I don't know why they don't want beans, but they don't want beans. If you can help, get in touch with us at Maidstone 01622 814 187 or drop an email to Katie Darville. That's Katie, K-A-T-I-E, dot Darville, D-A-R-V-E-L, at kenwoodtrust.org.uk. Or check them out. Check out the website. kenwoodtrust.org.uk is the website. It tells you all about the work that they do there, plus the, when they can, the fact that the grounds, gardens and house are actually open to the public. There are alpaca walks, archery, frisbee golf, all kinds of activities once we're allowed to have activities again. And, of course, there's an on-site cafe and bistro as well. But for the moment, they're trying to populate their therapeutic garden and they're looking for herbs, lavender and vegetables. So if you can help with that, please do get in touch with them and let them have some seeds for their garden. Okay, what else have we got here? Bear with me a second. There's a new... there's a new booking system to boost tourism in the Mid-Kent area. It's a new booking platform to help people secure places at local tourist attraction, tours and accommodation, and it's now available through the Visit Maidstone website, the tourism department within Maidstone Borough Council. Visit Maidstone has teamed up with Tourism Exchange Great Britain, TXGB, which is backed by Visit England, giving local tourism businesses the ability to become directly bookable on visitmaidstone.com. Councillor Paul Harper, Chair of the Economic Regeneration and Leisure Committee at Maidstone Council, said this new platform will make it so much easier to book a hotel room or a day out at one of the amazing attractions or venues in the Maidstone area, as people can do this directly through the Visit Maidstone website. The tourism industry has been one of the hardest hit, and anything that will help support recovery and drive sales for local businesses is a positive move forward. This new system is an opportunity for businesses of all sizes across the sector to get their products in front of people planning their trips to the region. James Burzins, TXGB Director, states, "We're delighted to be working in partnership with Visit Maidstone to launch their connections to TXGB and drive sales for local tourism businesses. The aim of the platform is to grow both the volume and value of tourism in England, and with the Maidstone region offering huge potential, this represents a fantastic opportunity to make it easier for people to book and drive sales for our local businesses. For further information, please visit txgb.co.uk or have a look for more information on Visit Maidstone to find out how this could work for your business." So if you run a hotel, a leisure business or a tourism location, you can register with them by going and checking it all out. visitmaidstone.com/tourist-information-partners-area. So that's if you run a business involved in in accommodation, attraction, tours, or anything like that in the Mid-Kent area, you can find out about it, get involved, get yourself registered by going to visitmaidstone.com/tourist information/partners area. So do check that out. I've got some more tweets coming in here. Let's see what we've got. Rachel Gotto has said, I love listening into the story from Vicky. Thank you. It was a great interview. Jules is saying to Vicky, great, well done, you're a star. It was a brilliant interview. She was lovely. She says, it was a totally nerve-wracking experience. I'm not that nerve-wracking, honest. She said, but I love Paul's new word. I'm going to use it regularly. Well, yeah, no, I have a scatological turn of phrase as well. So thank you for that. And Rachel has said that she's looking forward to joining us at just after 2 o'clock. Rachel's our next guest, actually. And Rachel will be on just after 2 o'clock to tell her story. And I have to tell you, it's a story that is absolutely amazing. I won't say any more because I don't want to spoil your enjoyment of that interview. But you will be stunned when you hear about everything that Rachel has to tell you about, and she'll be joining us shortly after 2 o'clock, so do stay tuned for that after the news. Do you keep experiencing the same staffing problems? Orchard Employment Law is able to put together an easy to follow, legally compliant HR policy document and process system, and it will handle things such as recruitment, onboarding, COVID-19 systems and close contact, and disciplinary procedures. If you want to find out more about the things that they can offer you to help you run your business more efficiently, go to their website, which is www.orchardemploymentlaw.co.uk. That's www.orchardemploymentlaw.co.uk. The Construction Southeast Awards 2021. How would you like to have award winning next to the name of your Southeast construction business? We want to recognise the achievements, developments and innovations around the Southeast. Application is quick and easy, and it is completely free to enter. If you run a construction business or construction related business and you'd like to enter the 2021 Construction Southeast Awards, if you go to kempbusinessradio.co.uk/business events or go into the website bizradio.co.uk, there's a tab at the top that says business events. If you click on that tab, you can find the link to the Construction Southeast Awards 2021. You can find out all about the awards, all about the categories. There's a number of categories, and you can apply or nominate a construction related business to participate in that award program for this year. Okay, what else have we got here? Do keep your emails coming. It's lovely to hear from you. A total 100 new jobs are to be created in the expansion of the Dover Port Health Authority service. Dover District Council is doing this to meet the need for increased imported food safety controls at the border. It's been done in the wake of Brexit, with new checks coming in this summer. It will also offer new job hopes as the pandemic causes rising unemployment. The first phase of recruitment for 60 places has begun, with posts ranging from port health and technical officers to operational managers, team leaders and administration staff. So there is some good news there of more jobs. As they say, unfortunately, we're looking at a really potentially devastating amount of unemployment over the next 18 months or so, as furlough unwinds after September onwards. And anything to create new jobs is going to be incredibly welcome. And whilst we're talking about that, I want to go over something I told you about a couple of weeks ago, just to re-emphasise this, because it's some more potentially good news. Proposals are being made to redevelop the former King's North Power Station site. 3 years after it was demolished, energy company Uniper is looking to build a mixed-use development on the land and says more than 2,000 jobs could be created. Under its proposals for the 279 acres on the Hugh Peninsula are commercial manufacturing and industrial buildings. There will be potential for storage, distribution and data centres. Bosses say the scheme, which is known as Medway One, will regenerate part of the brownfield site and attract long-term investment. So that, let's hope that gets a go-ahead and creates some of those jobs that they think will be identified by doing just that. Right, oh, we're getting a little flurry of tweets and everything coming in now. Everybody seems to like my scatological word. Old Jules is now saying she's just had her AstraZeneca jab number one. Can't wait for number two. But she's now recovering from her flu symptoms. She had a little bit of a reaction to it, which was normal to the first jab that she had, and she's now looking forward to number two. I need to book my jab as well. They keep writing to me. I need to get on with it and do that. Plans have also been revealed for a cycling cafe, which hopes to attract businesses and visitors to a village. The hub will be set up alongside the River Stour on the former Pointer's Coach Depot in Wye, which is already owned by one of the venture's co-founders. Offering up the land is Jez Smith and fellow cycling enthusiasts Matt Hayday and Keith Owen, who believe it's the perfect spot for a stop. Using old shipping containers as the structures, the Wye and Boughton Alliff residents hope small startups will be able to set up shop in additional containers alongside the main cafe. So another a development there taking place in the village of Wye. Wye is between Ashford and Canterbury, which is a cycling hub, which is really good news. What else have we got here? Oh, yeah, I haven't mentioned this for a while, and they've been going on at a pace with this, the Business Diaries. Some of you will know of the Business Diaries. It's a meeting that used to take place live once a quarter in Medway and Tunbridge Wells, in which we heard five stories from business people talking about their life experiences. Obviously, since the shutdown, they've had to move that online, but what they've done is been recording them as podcasts. The Business Diaries podcast, business stories that storytelling that uncovers the stories about the personal journeys of business owners. Often funny, sometimes sad, intriguing, but always entertaining. There's loads and loads of the podcasts there now. You can find them by going to thebusinessdiaries.podbeam.com. That's thebusinessdiaries.podbeam.com. And do register to follow them, because they have new ones up all the time. And there's loads and loads of stories on there. I've lost count of how many there were. I think there's about 15 or so there now, if not more. So do check them out and find out more about the Business Diaries podcast, because they are a fantastic, fantastic thing. Right. What have we got? I'm trying to pace this because we're almost ready to join the Channel Radio newsroom. And then when we come back from the news, we're going to talk to our next guest, Rachel Gotto. And then we're going to catch up with Jules. So do stay tuned for that. Let me see what I can do before we join the newsroom. As I mentioned to you, we've got new shows on the station. Wednesday morning, 11 o'clock, we have the Right Mind show with Karen Stanley. And then on Friday at 11 o'clock, we have Mindset Matters with Zeenat Noorani. Both fantastic new shows. Do tune into both of those here on Channel Radio or on Biz Radio. But I think it's time that we should join the Channel Radio newsroom. And when we come back, we've got some guests to talk to.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
You're listening to Channel Radio.